From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. After 67 years of operation, the Yaddax Box Funeral Home in Germantown will close its doors for good December 1st. Funeral director George Fox, 73, and his wife Paula have decided to retire and are moving to Maryland. For the past 48 years, the funeral home located at 209 Main Street has been Fox's home and business. Fox's predecessor, Peter Yaddax, sold him the place in 1971. Yaddax purchased a 19th-century residence from Jonas Potts in 1951. According to Fox, Potts was a fisherman, butcher, and the county coroner. Fox purchased, refurbished, and tripled the size of the place, adding 3 bedrooms to the upstairs residence, 2 chapels, and a lounge. An Army veteran, when Fox returned from a tour of duty in Vietnam, he looked for a place to break into the funeral business and found Germantown. He said the town was, and I quote, gracious, end quote, and welcoming to him. And I quote, it was like my hometown out in the boondocks, end quote. Though Fox sought out buyers interested in taking over the business, he was not successful. He said, and I quote, nobody wants to do the 24/7 anymore. It's not just a business, it's a way of life, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office said a Saratoga man was shot in a hunting accident on private property in Valencia November 20th. Deputies responding to a 911 call shortly after 5 p.m. and found Robert Potter, 54, of Corinth, with a shotgun wound to his left leg. According to a press release from the Sheriff's Office, Potter was accidentally shot by his hunting partner, Ernest Sutliff, 38, of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Potter and Sutliff were hunting with other family members. Potter was taken by private vehicle to CMH Rapid Care for treatment, and he was later taken by ambulance to Albany Medical Center. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is investigating the incident. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County will contract with Maryland-based engineering company EMG to survey and assess multiple county-owned buildings as the first step toward long-term capital planning. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matthew Morrell said the County Board of Supervisors November 14 approved a $28,000 contract with EMG, and it will be executed in the coming weeks. EMG is expected to begin its work shortly after the agreement is signed, and the project will take 9 weeks to complete. The company will inspect the county's facilities and create a building condition survey for use by county officials. Included on EMG's list of buildings in Hudson, the county office building at 401 State Street, the Department of Motor Vehicles building on Warren Street, the Treasurer's building on 6th Street, the former school that currently houses the probation department at 610 State Street, the highway department building on Route 23B, as well as the Nutrition Center building in Philmont. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the New York Public Interest Research Group, or NIPRIG, has released its 33rd annual Trouble in Toyland report on dangerous and toxic toys. Highlights this year include toxic amounts of boron, a slime product, and Amazon's failure to appropriately label choking hazards. Boron can cause nausea, vomiting, and other health issues. Jana Borgia, NIPRIG Consumer Protection Project Leader at SUNY New Platts, said toy manufacturers must do a better job ensuring their products are safe. Trouble in Toyland each year issues its toy safety guidelines and provides examples of toys currently on sale that pose potential safety hazards to small children. In addition to advisories about slime with toxic levels of boron and missing online choking warnings, NIPRIG also listed 2 smart toys, a robot toy and tablet, that pose privacy concerns. NIPRIG's tips for safe toy shopping can be found at toysafetytips.org. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.